U.S. Centers for Disease Control points out that if you travel a lot through airports, you're exposing yourself to things such as measles, viruses that stay in the air, sometimes airborne, Dr. Dworkin, for up to 2 hours in the measles virus?
That's correct. Measles virus is extremely contagious. You can have one person at one end of a room with measles and the other person at the other end of a room who could catch it. It's really that contagious. This is a 27-year-old woman who had not been vaccinated for measles, who went traveling, came back to the United States, went through four different airports in the U.S., and the concern from the Centers for Disease Control is that she has spread this to others who may not have been vaccinated. And that's the key thing with regards to protection, is that you can have young children who have yet to have been vaccinated, pregnant women who may not have adequate protection. And so their concern is that for this woman who was sitting in the plane, she may have infected all those around her, those that had not been immunized. It's still relatively rare in the United States to see it, but when you think of what goes on worldwide, there are 10 million cases of measles a year worldwide, 164,000 deaths according to the Centers for Disease Control. So the disease is still out there. We don't see it much here because most people are vaccinated, but the issue being with increasing numbers of people deciding either to delay or not vaccinate, this puts those people at risk, especially when you travel.
And they're pointing out if you travel a lot, make sure your vaccinations are up to date.
Well, you're playing with fire because there are diseases out there that we don't see here, primarily because of our public health policies and our immunization policies. And because we don't see it, we don't see that there's a danger. But the world out there is a dangerous place when it comes to various infections that are in countries, endemic in countries, where vaccinations are not routine.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, Steve.